On Saturday 11, armed criminal believed to be from Murleys attacked ARC workers. This is a company that's constructing the road. They have completed the first phase from Juba to Port, and now they are on the second phase that was commissioned recently by the president. Or Ayod Malakal Rang Highway. There are also another feeder road from Gadiang to Akobo that will also transit up to Ethiopia. There's another feeder road from Gadiang to UI. The company came under attack by armed criminals from Morele. They burned two bulldozers, which are new brand ones, and there were no casualties that were reported. So through the help of SSPD forces that are in Gadiang, the reinforcement went and pursued these attackers towards Greater Tibor. That was one incident. The other incident happened yesterday, Monday, where a humanitarian convoy that was returning back from the areas of UI, Uror County, came under attack also by these criminals. So they attacked the vehicles. The vehicle stopped, and good enough, these were foreigners. They confiscated their items. They did not kill anyone. They took the phones. They took some money and the clothes.
You call them criminals, and you say they are from the Morle community. But what do we know about the identity of these attackers? Because in an earlier statement, you said they were instigated or put to this by certain criminal elements, anti-peace elements in the area. So what is their agenda exactly?
Their agendas are in two. One is to destabilize the ongoing development, which is a national project. We believe they don't act on their own because if they are to reach an extent of burning down the equipment, you know how expensive those equipment are, and you know if you are to burn then immediately you are stopping the work. That means a gesture that you don't want this work to continue.
Yes, you say they're not acting on their own. Someone put them to this, right? Someone is sending them.
Someone put them into this. Yeah, someone is sponsoring them. Someone is telling them to go and do that.
Someone in Juba or in the area?
These are political elements that don't want to see any progress being made in Jonglei, whether peace or development. We believe we cannot tell where they are, but they have some indicators because the move they are making clearly indicates that they don't act on their own because they are very strategic enough the way they attack.
Mm. You say when they attack and they were repulsed by SSBDF forces, they retreated to the Greater Pibor administrative area. What is your government in Jonglei State doing to coordinate with authorities there to prevent these attacks, to make the environment safer for humanitarian workers?
One is that we have learned, we are engaging with the authorities of Greater Pibor. The only challenge we have learned is that the Greater Pibor administrative area is not in control of their youth. Second to it is that this is beyond the capacity of the state government. We call on the national government to intervene because the road development is a national project which is now at stake, is under threat from these criminals from Greater Pibor. We call them criminals because they acted on their own and with some other instigators that might, we believe, are not in the system of the government of Greater Pibor, neither in our government. But we want the support of the national government to help deploy SSPDF along the road so that there is a free passage. There is a way this company can continue that, with the road construction and development is realized in Jonglei, and that will bring peace.